Hi there, it's Kate here from Fitness Maneuvers and welcome to your fourth week of Fitness by Kate. This circuit is a timed circuit. There are four parts to the circuit and you're going to go around three times. I will help you with this one because it can look a little tricky. It will feel a little bit more intense, this workout. So let's have a look at it. And as with all my workouts, there will be videos that accompany this workout just to remind yourself what the exercises should look like, and you can keep referring back to them if you're a little unsure. So the first one on the list is we have jump squats and burpees, and we also have a squat hold. So the bell will be 90 seconds long, so a minute and a half. And in that minute and a half, you will do 20 jump squats, 4 burpees, and the remaining time of that 90 seconds, you will spend holding a low squat. So down as low as you can with some good form. When the bell goes, that's when you get a rest. So you get a 20 second rest. It's a little bit like an EMOM, but this one there's an actual rest at the end of that 1.5 minute round. The next one on the list is push-ups. So 20 push-ups, 4 burpees, and then you'll squat until the next bell, and then you get your 20 second rest. Then the third one is 20 tricep dips, 4 burpees, and then you'll do push-ups until the rest bell. And then the last one is 20 hip bridges, 4 burpees, and then you'll do reverse lunges until the rest bell, and then you'll rest for 20 seconds. There'll be an extended 20 seconds until you have to start again. Back to the beginning for 20 jump squats, 4 burpees, and a squat hold until the rest bell. The last little bit at the bottom of this circuit is a core workout, and I will leave you to do that one by yourself. You can place a clock down on the ground and look at it as you go around. There's four pretty basic core exercises, but when you put them all together, they get pretty intense. So let's get ourselves ready and get ready for our circuit, and I'll be with you shortly. All right, so let's get started. I'm going to put the clock on in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Let's go. So our first minute and a half, you're on your way, 20 squats, either squat jumps on body weight, or if you've got a TRX, anything like that will work. So 20 jump squats, and once you've done that, you've got 4 burpees. Once you've done your burpees, you're going to hold down a squat hold. Hold it down the bottom. We've got 60 seconds on the clock, then you get a 20 second rest. So where are you up to? Remember those burpees? You've got to get all the way to the ground and stand up tall at the top. We've got 50 seconds to go. Doing well. That's it. The heart rate will be up. You've got 45 seconds and then we get a 20 second break. Keep working hard. That's it. If you've done, well done. You've still got 20 seconds and then we get a break and we move on to our second circuit. 15 seconds. If you've down in that squat, hold that squat. Keep your chest high. Don't forget to breathe. Heart rate will be up from those squat jumps and the burpees. And it's always a little hard to get the oxygen in. We've got 5, 4, 3, 2 and rest. So up you come from that squat. We've got a 20 second transition. If you need a drink, grab one quickly because we're going to go in 10 seconds. Our second circuit, 20 push-ups, 4 burpees, and then your squat until the bell. Okay, let's go. We've got 5, 4, 3, 2 and let's go. 20 push-ups. Whether it's your knees or your toes, eyes are slightly ahead to stop that dive bomb. Chest is on, hands are facing nice and straight. Remember, it's not about how deep you can go with those push-ups. We always want good form. We've got 60 seconds left on the clock. 20 push-ups. It's a lot of push-ups. Then we've got 4 burpees, and then you're going to just do normal squats until the rest bell. And that's coming up in 40 seconds. That's it. Keep pushing. You'll get a rest after this. You get a 20-second break. It doesn't sound like much, but it'll be enough for you to recover to get ready for your third circuit. So we've got 20 seconds left on the clock. That's the way. Keep going. Remember that form. You'll get a rest. We've got 10 seconds on the clock, and then you get a 20-second rest, and then we move on to circuit number 3. We've got 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Brilliant. Have a rest. You've got 20 seconds off. So getting ready for our circuit number 3, tricep extension. And then we've got 4 burpees, and then we've got push-ups until the bell. So getting ready in 5, 4, 3, 2, and off we go. Tricep dips, 20, 4 burpees, and push-ups to the bell. Remember, there's always a video to refer to if you're not too sure on form. There will be one under the picture that you're looking at. There should be a video there to look at. So tricep dips, burpees, and push-ups until the bell. We've got 70 seconds left on the clock for this circuit. Keep pushing through those triceps. I know they're burning. Then you've got burpees. Everyone hates burpees, but you've only got 4. And then you're going to do push-ups until you hear that rest bell. And that is coming in 40 seconds. So you've got 40 seconds wherever you are to either get to your push-ups or get through your tricep dips and your burpees. We've got 30 seconds left on the clock till we get a 20-second break. That's the way. Remember, with those push-ups, eyes slightly ahead, chest is doing the work, not the head. Remember to breathe and don't worry about the depth. We've got 10 seconds and then you get your break, and then we move on to round 4 on our list. Here we go. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and rest. Well done. So getting ready for round 4. If you need a quick drink, grab one. We've got hip bridges in 10 seconds time. So get yourself ready. 5, 4, 3, 2, and off we go into hip bridge. Locking out at the top, all the way up and all the way down. Keeping that neck relaxed. Don't let there be stress through that neck. Very, very important. That's it. You've got 20 hip bridges, 4 burpees, and then you've got reverse lunges until the remaining time on the clock, which currently sits at 70 seconds. So wherever you are, you've got 70 seconds to go, and then you get a break. Keep pushing through. This will be the last circuit on the list, and then we get a minute's rest, and then we're going to go back around again. Things will feel a little bit more familiar the second time round. We've got 40 seconds to go, so if you've just finished your burpees, now you're on reverse lunges. So chest is high, lengthening the leg behind you. Don't worry about the depth of the knee. It's all about lengthening and engaging that core. We've got 30 seconds on the clock, and then you get a great big minute rest. Isn't that amazing? 25 seconds to go. Keep reverse lunging. Keep that good form. If you need to hold on to something for stability, that's fine. But like everything, once you've been around once or twice and you're nice and warm, it should feel like you're a little bit more balanced. We've got 10 seconds left on the clock. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and rest. All right, we've got 1 minute. Grab a drink and we will start our second round. Alright, so let's get ready for our second round, and the clock will start in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and let's go. So we've got 90 seconds for circuit number 1, so we're back to our 20 jump squats. 4 burpees, and then we hold a squat down the bottom until we hear that rest bell. We've got 70 seconds to go. Pump out those squats. If you find they're a little easy, as always, change the tempo. Pulse at the bottom, jump up the top. Add a little bit of weight, add a kettlebell. If it's a little bit of a challenge to get there through the 90 seconds, cut your reps in half. There's always a starting point. Most important that everyone feels comfortable with the choices that they've made. We've got 45 seconds, so we're halfway through our round. Still on those burpees, or are you now holding a squat? The bad news is you've got 35 seconds down there, but the good news is you've only got 35 seconds, you get a rest. Well done, we've got 25 seconds, and then we get that 20-second break. 18 seconds, hold it down there, remember to breathe, keep your eyes slightly up and that chest nice and high. That's it, heels through the ground. If you're a little bit tight in your hamstrings, you can turn those feet out. We've got 5, 4, 3, 2, and rest, 20 seconds off. Catch your breath, because now we've got push-ups. 20 push-ups. 4 burpees, and then we're going to squat up and down until the bell. Here it comes. We've got 5, 4, 3, 2, and let's go. 20 push-ups. Good form. You're going to be professional by the time you finish this circuit. Lots of push-ups in there. Doing well. 20 push-ups. All on your own terms. So you pick your level, knees or toes. If you want to, you can do them up against a wall. You can do them up against a lounge. You can even turn around and put your feet up on something to make it harder, make it a decline push-up so there's more pressure through your shoulders. There's always a way to make something harder, but always important to make it a little bit easier as well. We've got 50 seconds to go. Where are you up to? Have you just finished your burpees? If you have, you're on to those squats and you've got 35 seconds to go. So squats until the bell. We go down and we come up. Really watch that form. Keep those hips tracking. Try not to bend too far back when you stand up. Make sure that core is on. 20 seconds left on the clock and we get a rest. 15 seconds, hold on tight. We've got triceps after this. 8 seconds and 7 and 6 and 5 and 4 and 3, 2 and 20 seconds to rest. Shake out those legs and we get ready for our tricep dips. So find a bench. If you don't have a bench, grab a dumbbell and just do tricep pullovers. We've got 5, 4, 3, 2, and off we go. 20 tricep dips or 20 tricep pullovers with a dumbbell or a weight. It doesn't matter. Make sure that you're tracking with your joints so everything's moving in a nice straight line. When you do a tricep dip, the further your bum is away from the bench, obviously the harder it is. But also you must be mindful of your shoulders. We don't want to create too much of an angle so that it's bearing down on that shoulder joint and not working through that tricep as it's supposed to. We've got 50 seconds to go. We've got 4 burpees and then you've got push-ups until the bell. After those triceps, those push-ups are going to be burning because you've got triceps and then push-ups will work your biceps. We've got 20 seconds on the clock and then we get a 20-second rest. That's it. Keep pushing. 10 seconds. And 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and rest. 20 seconds to catch your breath. All right, so let's get ready for round 3. We've got those tricep dips, the burpees, and the push-ups in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and let's go. We've got 20 tricep dips, or if you don't have a bench, we're going to use dumbbells as a tricep pullover. Keep popping out those tricep extensions or tricep dips. Always good form. Keep the chest up. Abs are on. Remember, this one is an isolated exercise, so it is just working that tricep. So it may feel a little harder than you had anticipated, and that's because of that reason. It's an isolated exercise, really honing in on that tricep muscle that actually has a pretty important job for shoulder health. That's the way. Don't forget those burpees. And don't forget good form with those push-ups. You're doing really well. That's 30 seconds in. So we've got 60 seconds on the clock. You could be in a very dangerous position, as you could have just finished your burpees and now you know you've got just on a minute of push-ups. So it's one of those, it's a bit of a game. The longer you take with the first two exercises, the less time you spend on that last exercise. So a little reward for fast finishes, perhaps. We've got 30 seconds to go, and then you get your 20-second rest. And then we're on our last exercise, number 4, but only our second round. So we'll have a chat about where you're at with that and see if you're ready to take on a third round. We've got 10 seconds on the clock. And then we're going to have a 20-second break. In 3, 2, and there's our bell. So 20 seconds off, and we're going to get ready for our fourth circuit, which is hip bridges and, of course, those burpees. And then we've got our reverse lunge until the bell. So let's get ready in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Off we go for hip bridges. We've got 20 hip bridges, 4 burpees, and then reverse lunge until that rest bell. And that rest bell this time will be 1 minute long. Hip bridges, feet on the ground, or if you want it a little bit more challenging, find a bench that you can put your feet up on. The closer your bottom is to the bench, the harder the exercise. And actually, it does give you better form the closer you are to your feet. Doing really well. Keep going. You've got 40 seconds on the clock. And if you finish your hip bridges and your burpees, you'll be on to those reverse lunges. So a nice little rest for the cardio, perhaps, but the legs will be feeling tired, especially those hamstrings after those hip bridges, straight into reverse lunges. If you find that the standing reverse lunges are too easy, put a little jump in and make them switch jumps. There's always a way to make things a little spicier. We've got 30 seconds to go, and then you get a minute rest. Still on those reverse lunges, we've got 20 seconds left on the clock, and then you get a minute off. That's the way. 10 seconds, the last couple of reps that we can fit in there. 5, 4, 3, 2, and rest. Well done. You've got a minute off. Grab yourself a drink. All right, welcome back. I hope you've caught your breath and you're ready for round 3, your last round of this circuit for week 4 of Fitness by Kate. Let's get in position and let's get ready. Let's get the clock on in 5, 4, 3, 2, and let's go for the last round. We're on to our 20 squat jumps. 4 burpees, and then for the remaining time, we've got those that squat hold at the bottom until the bell goes, ready for that rest. So we've got 20 seconds in, And well done for sticking with it. This is the beginning of your round three. We've got 60 seconds left on the clock. How are those legs feeling? I bet they're getting a little bit tired. Just watch your form. If you need to cut down some reps to get to the other side, that's totally fine. You can always come back and try it again and see how you've improved. We've got 40 seconds to go, and then we get a 20 second break. Into those squat holds. We've got 40 seconds on the clock. That's it. Heels to the ground, chest is high. Just if you're tight in those hamstrings, you can turn your feet out. It'll help those hips just a little bit. We've got 15 seconds left on the clock, and then we get a break and we move to circuit number two with our push-ups and our squats till bell. 10 seconds to go. 8, 7, 6. Hold that squat. 3, 2, and rest. Well done. You don't have to do that circuit again. So we're on to number two. The clock's on for our rest. We're moving on to our push-ups. So we've got 20 push-ups, 4 burpees, and squat until the bell. Here we go. 8 seconds till we start. And 5, 4, 3, 2, and off we go into the push-ups. It's okay if you've started on your toes for the first circuit and you've ended on your knees. That's fine. Always want good form. 20 push-ups, 4 burpees, and squats until the bell. That's the way. Remember to keep those eyes up with the push-ups. We've got 50 seconds remaining on the clock. That's it. Push-ups, burpees, and the squat until the bell. Doing well. Keep plugging away. We've got 30 seconds left on the clock. And then we're on to our third circuit in the list. We've got triceps, burpees, and push-ups. 20 seconds to go. Doing well. Keep that form well on those squats. Keep working. 10 seconds to go until we get a rest. On the countdown now. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Well done. 20 seconds off, and then we move on to our triceps. All right, get yourself in position. We've got 20 seconds and we start again. We've got our tricep dips or tricep extension if you don't have a bench. Grab your dumbbell and get yourself ready. We've got 10 seconds and we're on our way. So we've got triceps, burpees, and push-ups till the bell. Here we go in 3, 2, and 1. Off we go. Tricep dips. Nice and straight, bum close to the bench. Keep that shoulder capsule nice and happy. We don't want to stir up any shoulder troubles. After you've done your 20 dips that are nice and low, don't shorten them. Don't compromise your technique. Then we've got our burpees, and then you've got the push-ups for the very last round of push-ups till the end of the bell. You've got 60 seconds on the clock. You're doing very well. Week 4 of your program, you're 1 month in. I hope you're feeling the benefits of learning new exercises, and your body should be thanking you, maybe with a little bit of sore muscles, but also it'll enjoy moving in a variety of ways. That's it. Keep pushing away. What have we got? What are we up to? We've got burpees or we're on to the push-ups, either knees or toes. Either way, it doesn't matter. As long as we've got good form. Eyes are up. Chest is wide. Hands face forward. We've got 15 seconds on the clock. And then you've got one more round of hip bridges, burpees, and reverse lunges. We've got 5 seconds on the clock. 4, 3, 2, and rest. 20 seconds off. All right, so we're up to our last circuit on this round. 90 seconds, and we're going to kick it off in 20 seconds. You've got 20 hip bridges, 4 burpees, and reverse lunges until the end of the bell. So off we go. Let's kick it off. We've got 90 seconds, starting with our hip bridges. So you've got 20 hip bridges, either for feet on the floor, or if you want a little bit more of a challenge, put them up on a bench or up on a lounge or up on a chair. It doesn't really matter. As long as you've got good form, that's all we're looking for. So 20 hip bridges, 4 burpees, and then reverse lunges till the end. We've got 60 seconds of work, and then you're finished. Week 4, workout 1. Well done, you're just about there. Don't forget, if your family and friends are interested in some online training at home, make sure that you send them my link or just my details. My mobile phone is fine, and we can hook them up and get them started on their week 1, workout 1. So you've got 20 seconds to go, and then you're finished. I hope your form is still great. Shoulders will be burning from those tricep dips. We're almost there. 10 seconds. 6 seconds to go. 5, 4, 3, 2, and you're finished. Well done. Grab a drink of water. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you in a few days for workout 2.